you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a Crab Diving Thursday, hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out there. On the Eastern Type Coast, if it ain't that time, then you're listening to us possibly as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place in the universe, crabdiving.com. Either way, you're taking us in. We appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live for you all. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Wake up, America. We got too many fucking guns in this country.
Oh, why? What makes you say that, Ryan?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I'm just sitting here. I'm just a pussy little liberal that wants to de-arm the citizenry. Look at me.
How dare you take away my inalienable right? Did you notice that one's an inalienable right, by the way?
Oh, I didn't
know that. One
that.
Asshole on our Facebook right. page. Apparently, guns are an inalienable right.
Oh, yes. I put a story up. We don't even need to talk about the thing that fucking happened today yet. I put a story up yesterday about these fucking open carry assholes in Texas that I don't know. They were open carrying in some park where there was a bunch of kids and a pizza party. And it generally makes everybody unfucking comfortable.
Right.
I mean, it's
there's a picture of one of those groups of dick cheeses in a Chipotle or something, and they're all sitting there and they've got all their guns lined up in the booth. Yeah. Leaning up against the seat of the booth.
Like, yeah, I understand that guns they're a part of our culture. I guess it's who we are. We're big stupid redneck Americans.
Yeah, we're way into guns.
They aren't going anywhere. But can we relax this open carry shit? Can I go to a park?
Yeah, the open carry shit is really crazy and really nuts. And this one guy, again, on our Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. Join in the conversation there, facebook.com/crabdiving. If you want to communicate with us during the show,
yay,
you can tweet us on the Twitter machine, @crabdiving, one word.
Totally.
Keep one of our eyes aimed over there. We have
our brown eye.
We have a an intern.
Oh, yes.
Chained to the Twitter.
Well, the intern right now is eating lunch.
She is.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. She,
she just spit out 3 pieces of kibble.
For an intern, she's kind of bossy.
Be
honest.
Right at the top of the show was starting, she decided to flip her bowl over and let us all know that it was time to be fed.
Is that outrage or is it excitement? What is that she's feeling? I don't think it's outrage.
The dog?
I think she's playing.
Right now?
She's doing it right now.
Right now, she plays with her food. She knocks over her bowl, and then she barks at the kibble sometimes.
Yeah, it's
very
it's,
strange
it's
behavior.
It's interesting. It's fascinating. She's right behind you, by the way.
Try to pull that off at the sizzler.
Oh, right. Oh, well, at
just
the sizzler.
Yelling at your food.
Oh, yeah, you'll get shot.
Knock it on the floor.
You'll get shot.
Right.
I was twatting with this, idiot. I was just kind of fucking with him a little bit. You know, I was like, so
a gun guy.
Yeah. What do you think you need to carry your gun to the mall? Are you think one of these mall shootings are going to take place or something and you're going to stop it? You're going to be Jack Bauer. And he was like, mall shootings.
Yes.
Mall shootings happen all the time.
There's the answer, yes.
Oh, my God. Do we live in Deadwood?
Yeah, some of them want that.
Yeah.
I guess they're saying the shooter was a 20-year-old male is what we know. Of course, we're talking about the horrific mass killing today in Oregon, which yes. Without even having to go to...
By the way, thanks for saying mass killing and not mass shooting.
For this,
because you know that marginalizes these gun nuts. They get offended when you say shooting.
Right.
Thank you for saying killing. That's better.
I'm sorry. I got a weird message just popped up. I don't want to computer screen.
Yeah, I want to be sensitive to their pussy little shit feelings.
But without even having to go to Palin and the news drop, I'm sure the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post surely has to do. Don't call me Shirley.
A
mass shooting at Oregon College. The state's attorney said that 13 were dead. I heard on a phone call that they broadcast on MSNBC. At that point, they were thinking there was 10.
Oh, God.
And then the attorney general gets on and says, I haven't been listening to you guys and your coverage, but I assume you know there's 13. And at that point, they're like, we thought it was 10. But
13 people are dead?
Now they're claiming 13 killed, as many as 20 wounded, in a shooting at a small community college in Roseburg, Oregon.
Yeah.
Umpqua Community College, UMPQUA, Umpqua.
Umpqua.
You know, that's one of those nods to our Native American brethren, our Indian friends, who we pillaged and stole the land for and then decided, well, we'll name a community college after you.
Do you want some blankets with smallpox? Right. By the way, we're going to name a fucking shitty college after
and a football team
in your honor, and we're gonna have a white guy run on during halftime in a headdress and throw a flaming spear on the 50-yard line. It's total really respect so of your wrong. Fucking culture, by the way.
So wrong.
Oh my God. By the way, here's my prediction. We don't even know a lot of the details of the shooting, but I guarantee you, the fucking riot and the Ted Nugent gun assholes are gonna make this about mental illness.
Oh, they already have,
and
screaming at us for talking about guns.
It's ridiculous.
They're screaming at us for talking about guns. How dare we talk about guns? Using a tragedy for our political purposes. Well, let us know, you assholes, when we have a few moments in between bodies.
Oh, sure.
That we can sit down and have an adult conversation.
Oh, it's kind of tough. I mean, there's so many shootings and so many murders with handguns and fucking guns in this country. We don't give a shit.
And you can't have an adult conversation with these people.
No, fuck no. No, the only thing you can do is, like, fuck with them.
Then they piss you off and you say, fuck you, and they say, ad hominem.
Ad hominem. What does that mean, ad hominem?
It's a logical fallacy where you're just, you're attacking the person. You're not even, just saying you're a dick.
Yeah, they are a dick. I mean... Why is it that when a mass shooting happens, we can't talk about guns? It's a fucking shooting.
Right.
What the fuck else is there to discuss?
It wasn't a mass toaster ovening.
What if
we'd have a chat about toaster ovens.
Right. What if he used a crossbow or a sword?
Well, right.
But he used a fucking gun.
Exactly. And you can't even, mention anything about guns or you're stomping on our Second Amendment right. So I don't know. Here's, America, woohoo, exceptional. We are exceptional. We're exceptional at mass shootings.
Exceptionally shitty.
We're exceptional at amosexual gun fondlers.
I mean, we excel at gun deaths. How many gun deaths have we had this year compared to the UK or Japan or any place in Europe?
Ridiculous amount. I saw a number.
We're killing it, man. No pun intended.
Since Sandy Hook mass shootings, like 140 or something like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous.
No. It's fucking crazy, man. You can't even talk about it. You can't even bring up guns to these guys. They lose their fucking mind. I thought these people, these gun nuts, were supposed to be like rugged, tough men and shit. Right. Why do they get so fucking butthurt and sad when you mention gun control? Why are they such pussies all of a sudden?
Oscar Galeana hopping in on the
gun. Oh, God, I got to see.
He says we're both silly. Like I always say, don't go chasing waterfalls. I don't know what that means, but
don't
a shout out to Oscar.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Tweet us like Oscar did at Crab Diving during the show if you want to communicate with us. So that's it. That's the headline over at the, you know, and I'm sure it's the headline over at Drudge. I mean, I don't think even Drudge can ignore. Oh my God. Drudge can ignore 13 people dead in a college shooting.
What are they talking about?
Russia airstrikes in Syria continue. What? Putin drafts 150,000 U.S. in disarray are the headlines at the Drudge Report. And then you got to go a little bit farther down. There, at least they put it in red font.
Yes.
Shooting at Oregon Community College.
Right.
13 dead. Shooter down.
Well, it's a big deal, though. The rockets going into Syria, right? I mean, isn't that a big story?
And there's a report that it's a gun-free campus. I actually saw one tweet that said, oh, the liberals will be screaming, well, we should put up more signs then.
God. Fuck off, you cunts. You know, dude, I don't think we have to. I was chatting with this gun guy on Twitter, and I'm like, I don't have to dignify anything.
Chatting.
Yeah, I was chatting with him. I was just fucking with him, you know what I mean? Like, I think the only... I mean, the best thing I can do is make fun of him. Like, I'm going to make fun of this guy.
Well, you're not going to... Yeah, and
I don't care about changing his mind. I want to make him look stupid.
The idiot on our Facebook page who keeps posting videos. I told him, I said, I can go to YouTube and say, pro gun control videos and link 50 of them for you also. That show our side of the views. And then he's like, well, you have no facts. You have no facts and no argument. I said, well, what do you mean? Facts and arguments. Well, he's talking about the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is sacrosanct.
Oh, yeah. What about the abortion amendment?
Can't touch it.
Fuck that is.
Can't touch that Second Amendment. What part of shall not be infringed? What part of infringed don't you understand? He asked us.
Yeah. God.
We're part of infringed.
Fuck you. Here are the facts. A shitload of people every year in this country are shot to death. And we can't do anything about it because the fucking gun lobby, the NRA, has their fingers in everybody's fucking pies, so to speak. Does that make any sense? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing we can do about it because everybody's sucking the NRA's dick.
Right.
Nobody cares about the victims. Nobody cares about the fucking dead kids.
And then Wayne LaPierre goes out and says, they're coming for your guns. Obama's coming for your guns. This administration. I heard somebody say this administration was the worst for taking your guns away. It's just a lie.
It's not.
A lie. Obama has taken away this amount of guns from anybody.
How much you would have bet that somebody in my part of the country, at least, is probably, you know, you have this cricket, you know, in your yard that just won't shut the fuck up.
Oh, they shoot the cricket?
Oh, they just lay down fire all over the place hoping they'll kill it. Shut the fuck up, you fucking cricket!
Well, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, that might be kind of fun.
Oh, yes.
Get one of those guns like Jesse Ventura had in Predator.
Listen, guns aren't fun. That's the new message. If I was running for president, that would be our message. Guns aren't fun. Guns aren't fun. You know what's fun?
They are kind of fun, though.
Books. Sitting around watching movies. Netflix. Things
blow
like that.
Shit up with a book, though.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of hard to blow shit up with a book.
We have fireworks. Don't we have enough shit that you can shoot off? God.
Motherfucker. A lot of these places where they still have guns, you know, they're one of these memes that was running around.
Meme.
Was two countries. And I don't remember them, but one was like Hungary and the other one was a Scando country. I think it was Sweden and Switzerland. It was Switzerland. And they say in the first country, guns are banned and it has this many deaths and killings. And then guns are mandatory in Switzerland it has the lowest amount of killings. But then all these Swiss people or Swedish people, whatever the fuck country it was, were ringing in and saying, oh, no, that's not really true. You see, we don't really it's not mandatory to have guns. They still have mandatory military service in this country.
Yeah.
So when you're a male from like 18 to 20 or 18 to 22, you're in the reserves and you're supposed to have a gun. So that's where they're saying you have mandatory gun ownership. And then, but these
Swedes, you're in the military, right?
And then when you're done, that's it. They take your gun away. And if these Swedes were saying that if you do end up owning a gun after that, that ammunition is moronically expensive and hard to get. And the guns themselves are ridiculously expensive and hard to get. They make it that way. They don't make it like here where you go to Walmart and go be like, give me that one.
Is that the Chris Rock joke or something he made after Columbine? He's like, you got to make guns, bullets.
Yeah, right.
$5,000.
Exactly. And that's what some places do. That's the way it is, I think, in Australia, too. You could still get guns in Australia, but it's really, really hard. And it costs a really, really lot of money. So, Chris Rock has it right. I mean, I know he was joking, but shit.
Yeah.
But then what happens? The ammunition manufacturers like, you can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody will buy our stuff. We have to make money.
Capitalism.
What about our shareholders?
I mean, we're like a big business country. We're all about capitalism and making a buck. But can't we just forego that? Don't we see what's going on? All these people getting killed.
Tommy.
And shit.
You homosexual cum guzzler, commie. Oh, yes. How dare you even suggest that?
Kate, get me another pint of jizz. I don't want everybody shot to death. I don't understand. I mean, what is it? I mean, you know, I guess Wayne LaPierre, when he comes out and says, you know, they're coming, you know, the people are coming from the cities, they're coming to get you, they're gonna, you know, home invasions and all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's like racism, right? He's appealing to the old white stupid fat people.
Oh, sure.
The black people are coming for you. Yeah. I guess it's racism and paranoia. That's what the right uses.
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all. So, I ask you...
There you go. Wayne LaPierre. Good thing they don't do any fear-mongering or anything.
No, yes. By the way, those animals, are those the people that are listening to him, or are those the animals that are coming to get us?
No, that was the herd of cows. I couldn't have made them... There's no way to make them sound white.
No. Oh, the white cows?
Imagine just a herd of white cows in a room listening to Wayne LaPierre and his bullshit.
Yeah, you know, white trash America, nobody's coming for your shit. What do you think you have that people want anyway?
Right.
Nothing.
In the middle of Nebraska,
they don't give a fuck.
No band of roving half Mexican, half Negro Muslims are going to be coming for you. That's just not happening.
Yeah. And the thing is, so what are people going to say about this fucking shooting? I don't even know the details. They're going to say, oh, what if there was a Chuck Norris type there with a big Uzi? He would have saved everybody's fucking life.
Oh, sure. There's one report coming out that this shooter might have been on social medias last night saying what he was going to do. So I guess we'll find out about that.
Shooter.
God
damn it.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. More dead people, a pile of dead kids.
And of course,
college kids.
Right. Of course, this person, I don't know, was probably mentally ill, right? So maybe it's not the gun.
Of course he's mentally ill, yeah.
His fucking sanity. But. Do we have to make it so we could just go find a fucking gun?
Although, would you call a Muslim suicide bomber mentally ill?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely would.
So that's kind of a given. If you lose your humanity enough that you're going to go suicide bombing or killing innocent people,
right.
That's a given that you're a little batshit. But these assholes on the right whip it out right away. You'll never hear the word terrorism when it's an angry white guy.
Oh, wait, what are you referring to? The last one? Or the last one of note that made the news, the last mass shooting?
Yeah, angry white guy.
Mm-hmm. The last one that made the news, by the way, the last murder that made the news. There's a ton of these that people don't notice because it's a bunch of poor black people getting killed in fucking Chicago. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, and define mass shootings, too. You know, two is kind of a mass shooting. But I think they technically categorize it as like four or more. And then it's only, I think, killings. So you could go in with an AK and wound 90 people.
Right.
And you're not going to get listed on the mass shooting listing
index
registry. You won't get a trophy.
You know, it's funny. That's similar to how they count murders that happen along the Appalachian Trail. The only reason I know this is because I...
Is that from that Bill Bryson?
Bill Bryson, A Walk book? In the Woods. It is the funniest book. It's his funniest book. I really think so. But he's going through like all the people that have been killed on the Appalachian Trail. And then the official number are the people that are actually on the exact trail.
Oh, come on.
When they meet their
you
death.
Mean if they stray 10 feet off the trail and take a bear chews their intestines out, it doesn't count?
Fucking inbred, fucking wacko hillbilly comes in through the mountains, takes them from the trail, drags them off, rapes, kills. It's not, that doesn't count as an Appalachian Trail death. Because it didn't happen exactly on the fucking trail.
America. Woohoo! Welcome to America.
God, I mean, the rest of the world is just, they don't get us, man. They don't fucking understand. Why are we so fascinated with guns? I don't want guns. I grew up in the South. I don't have a big boner for a fucking pistola.
Yeah, I mean, I like them. They're fun. I've, you know, done some shooting and shit, but I'm okay without it.
You're a horrible gun enthusiast.
And we live...
Number one, you don't own one.
And crab diving is in, you know, not the loveliest area. It's not the cesspit of evil, it certainly ain't some lily white gated community or some shit.
It ain't white.
I'm putting together a coffee table book called Condoms of K-Town.
Oh, yes.
Which is condom wrappers that I find.
Yeah,
out in the wild as I'm walking and I take pictures. Yeah, the used condoms. Yeah. I can't swing that, but the wrappers.
I've seen used condoms in the gutter before.
In the corner of our yard last week.
What?
Yeah, over behind the
Kate. Was that you?
A trash can,
right?
That one of our neighbors uses, and in the corner. And I went back there to dump some Kate shit.
Uh huh.
And there were two wrappers and two used condoms right there
in the yard,
in the corner in our yard. So somebody's getting some action apparently in the middle of the night in our
Maybe
yard.
Maybe they just flung him into the yard.
Well, you think they did it on the sidewalk in front
Dude,
of everybody?
I don't know,
hiding in our yard?
It's probably a hooker kind of thing, you know? Oh, yes.
As you walk in.
Right. What's that kind of, what's that bush called out in front, the hibiscus?
Yeah.
That's an amazing plant. I love that. That thing just is resilient as hell, and you can hide in there and bang all you want, apparently. Fling your rubbers.
Oh, the one, no, it's a bougainvillea.
A bougainvillea.
That's the one that crawls into the window, the vine thing, right?
Mom.
Isn't it a bougainvillea?
I don't know. Let me ask the expert. Mom, our Pensacola correspondent, if you happen to be listening, what is that thing growing up the side of the building? You saw it. She knows. She knows everything foliage.
I think Jennifer, friend of the show. I tweeted out a picture of it one time. She said, yeah, there were bougainvilleas.
So identified.
We'll we shall see.
What does she know? She's a TV writer. What does she know of plants?
Maybe she wrote a story about
a rom-com.
She's way into plants.
Oh, really? Is she really?
I don't know.
The Green Thumb.
So UCC shooting is trending on the Twitter.
Yay.
It's also World Vegetarian Day.
Oh, is it?
So congratulations to all our grazing friends.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I put up a story for that. There was, I think it went up yesterday on our facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right. Join the convo.
I guess an animal rights group went into a Sizzler or some steakhouse and pretended to eat like human ears or something in some protest of all the meat eaters. The fucking thing.
That might be a little
yeah.
I mean, I like animals and shit, but I don't necessarily think you need to go into somebody's restaurant and start shaming someone who's putting a steak in their mouth.
Oh yeah, but how awesome would it be to witness that though? That's so nuts. I would love to be in a Sizzler when that happens. A bunch of fucking hippies walk in and they start eating fake human ears. Right. I have a million questions. Fascinating.
Knowing who, depending on where they were at, you never know. It would have been like, hey, you should try some barbecue sauce with that.
Let me shoot you.
So there you go. That's what we've got going on.
More shootings,
I guess,
man.
There's some other stuff going on in the world that we could try to laugh at and make fun at. Make fun of. It's a little difficult with, warm bodies strewn in a college, community college in Oklahoma.
And already it's fuck you. We're not talking about guns. Guns, the whole gun conversation's off the table. Fuck you. That's the conversation that the right will have.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How dare you politicize this?
My God.
How dare you?
It's nuts. It's like a guy goes somewhere, shoots a shitload of people. Okay, that's a problem, right? Would you consider that a problem?
Right.
So, okay, we want to address the fucking problem. We aren't allowed to talk about the gun. The gun that was used in the shooting? You're children. You open carry cunts. You're a bunch of children. Grow the fuck up.
The latest report from CNN says that the shooter is dead. D-E-D, dead. They say officers and the gunman exchanged fire. Identify as a 20-year-old man is all they're saying so far.
God. 20-year-old dude. Fuck. What the fuck was wrong with this guy?
Now, multiple patients in multiple classrooms when they arrived, first responders said. One guy said two patients he knew of died while being transported to hospital. And they're out in the middle of nowhere. I heard one of the
Oregon
local officials being interviewed, and he was saying that this town, their hospital, he goes, this ain't a trauma center. This is a little rural hospital. We're not equipped for 20 people with multiple gunshot wounds and stuff like that. So they're flying people out to closer, I guess, Sacred Heart Medical Center in Springfield, it says, 70 miles away. They're flying people to.
That can't take long, though, when you're flying. 70 miles flying? That's like 5 minutes, right?
In a helicopter, yeah.
Oh, great.
Half hour, maybe.
I get shot, and then I'm in some fucking... some fucking helicopter that who knows how it stays up in the air. Fuck that. I don't want to be in a fucking helicopter.
Wait a minute. Are you saying don't take me in the helicopter?
No.
Artery is spewing blood.
Oh, great. Now I'm bleeding out and now I'm falling out of the sky because a bird flew into the prop or whatever. I'm just saying helicopters have always seemed sketchy to me.
So odd that politicians and leaders are tweeting. This is how they put out their official statements
stupid,
these days.
Right? Trite.
Yeah. Horrific news. Heart and prayers are with the victims. Prayers. Here we go.
Oh, God. Fuck your prayers.
I already heard somebody say that they got out by the grace of God.
Oh, God. No, they got out because this fucking wacko ran out of bullets or he killed somebody. God was nowhere to be found here.
Yeah,
okay?
He got out because he didn't shoot you.
Why would God let this happen in the first place? Oh, sorry. I don't mean to go down that fucking logical road. Why would he allow it to happen?
Mysterious ways,
blah,
Ryan.
Blah, blah. By the way, what were the gun laws in Oregon? Aren't these people strapped, locked and loaded, ready for this sort of nonsense?
I would think Oregon is pretty pretty armed.
Yeah, right?
Although, I mean, they're really liberal in... Isn't Oregon and Washington State, they're like socially really liberal.
Yeah.
But then they like the guns.
Don't you think it matters? Like, I don't know Oregon at all, but I would think Portland liberal.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there's a liberal little enclaves. But, dude, if you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere, like when I lived in Montana, I was doing theater out there. The little town I was in, Bozeman, the university town.
Mm-hmm.
So cool, right? Like a lot of, you know, not a bunch of people. Because you could meet some people in Montana that are, you know, marginal.
Ratchet, crazy.
Yes, they live out in the middle of fucking nowhere, sure. You know. But these guys, you know, I don't know. They seem nice and everything. And
well, yeah.
Kind of. They were hippies. They lived in the university town. So imagine there's enclaves like that in Oregon. But, dude, there's got to be a lot more gun nuts there. I mean, it's just the middle of...
I would think, rural areas tend to have more guns.
Oh, all you need is one gun nut, though, apparently.
Right.
One nutball with a gun. We can get access to a fucking gun. Jesus.
We have one report coming out of CBS says that they do have a security guard on campus, but unarmed. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, shit, I had a gun.
God. I mean, if... I don't know. Fuck it. Fuck it. There's nothing... You know what? There's nothing left to do but fight these people the way they fight. Down, dirty, and ugly. Just make fun of them. You know what I mean? Just fuck with them.
Well, and money. We need some super PACs or some of these. As long as this shit system is the way it is, we got to play their game and get some zillions flying in the direction of elected officials who want to, you know, maybe have that conversation. Hey, we're going to go, la, 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 we can't talk about it.
Right, and maybe we'll find a politician that wants to nut up and take on the fucking NRA.
Right.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, meanwhile, these kids are getting shot to death. Big pile of dead bodies at Sandy Hook, 0.0. Nothing.
And, of course, here we go over at the Raw story. One of the headlines says, less than 90 minutes after Oregon shooting, a CNN analyst suggests that the school's gun-free zone is to blame.
Fuck you. You know what's to blame for a mass shooting? A fucking gun. A gun, you dickhead.
Gun-free zone.
Who at CNN said that? What shithead at CNN said that? Fuck, I hate that network.
Lieutenant Colonel Rick Francona, who is in Oregon, who is familiar with this this area, Roseburg, Oregon. Just hearing, you know, listening to that Douglas County fire official who was on the scene, who, you know, didn't want to describe what he had seen within these classrooms on this campus. But again, I could just hear it in his voice how this is a tight-knit community, to your point. And so many people he knows and he works with have gone through this community college. This affects a lot of people in this community.
That's exactly right. This college is, as you mentioned, the average age is in the late 30s. It's more of a vocational retraining, so you've got a wide variety of people that attend classes there. So this is going to touch almost everybody in the community. As we're talking about this campus up here, this campus, although it's isolated and up on a hill and just north of town, it is readily accessible. There are no gates, no guards. You can just drive right into the parking lots and walk around the campus.
Is he suggesting that that's a bad thing? That are we supposed to turn every freaking institution that we have into a goddamn cunting gulag because of you assholes and your guns?
Yeah, I mean, you can walk. Hey, dickhead, you can, most college campuses, you can kind of walk. You can walk onto. I mean, you're not...
Right.
I mean, LACC up here, you can just walk in that college.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Although the Braille Institute up here, for the blind people, that's pretty walled off. You can't get in there.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why you'd want to. You know what I wanted? I wanted to go... This is so stupid. I want to go in that Braille Institute to find their bookstore. Because I want to... I think
it'd be... But you know it's all been Braille.
No, I don't want a book. I want a hoodie or a sweatshirt.
With bumps on it?
No.
So that people have to feel you to read what your shirt says?
Yeah. I got the logo right on my crotch. No, I want a Braille U sweater. I think it'd be awesome. Anyway.
So you do have easy access to it.
Just off the interstate, you said, off the I-5.
Yeah, and it's about, I would say you could get from the campus to I-5 in 4 minutes. It's very convenient. So it'll be good for the first responders. And
this is a guy named like Rick Francona, CNN military analyst.
Oh, wow. Hey, Rick, what'd you do? Go on Google Maps to give us that information? How far is the college from the highway?
He's familiar with the area, they said.
So. Oh, yeah, well, this guy sounds like an idiot.
Oh, just wait.
With people that need to get there, to get there. But it also allows people to get out of there very quickly if they had to.
Right.
Look, we were talking earlier about these gun-free zones in Oregon.
See, she was done with him. She's okay. And he wants to make sure he gets this opinion in.
Okay.
These gun-free zones in Oregon.
Yes.
And if I could give you a little perspective on that.
Please.
Oregon is a shall issue carry permit state. A lot of Oregonians do have concealed handgun licenses. That's what we call them here. And we're kind of one of the unique states that they do actually a mental health check when they issue you that carry permit. The gun-free zones are areas that tell licensed gun owners that you are not allowed to carry your weapon.
Here we go. Tells law-abiding citizens that we are not allowed to carry your weapon.
Now, what? Hey, listen, there must be some studies that back up this guy's idiot point that more guns equals more safe, right? Where are the stats?
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. Although they chime out some bullshit.
All right.
Right, don't they? They chime out some regular... the last one I saw was, you know, crime worldwide is down.
Okay.
In general. Inexplicably, we seem to be civilizing, despite what we're seeing every 5 seconds on the news. Uh-huh. But overall, these kind of, you know, violent crime worldwide is down. It's down overall in the United States of America. And they use that stat to say, well, look, crime and murder is down and gun ownership has never been higher.
Oh, my God.
In the United States, therefore.
Oh, they're assholes. They're just fucking assholes.
And then you try to say, well, you know, Japan had a gun death. They probably had none. Yeah. Britain has had 4 police involved shootings in the past year, and nobody was killed.
Right.
By the way,
I mean, how many Japanese throwing star deaths were there in Japan? Right. I'm kidding.
The police don't want these guns on the streets, which is weird. There's so many of these, like that Marky Kessler dickwad, the drop that we play. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That guy, I mean, he's a law enforcement official who's also a gun nut. But it seems to me especially the city guys.
Yeah.
They're not into the whole let everybody carry a gun thing.
Right. And by the way, the crabbers are tweeting in. Someone just tweeted, the fucker had a gun. End of story. If he had no access to bullets and weaponry, there would be no disgusting carnage today.
Right.
Yes! Oh, God, we agree with you. Why can't this person be in charge of something?
Right.
I'm voting for you.
But that would make sense. How dare you talk about politicize?
Yeah. Is Joe Biden around? Can we get Joe on the phone? Doesn't Joe have the sack on this?
Joe will probably say something.
Joe, bring your sack to Oregon and start putting it on people's faces. Sack up. Get rid of these fucking guns, Joe. See, this is how Biden gets my vote. If he comes out and if he makes his centerpiece of it, fucking gun control, a fucking assault weapons ban, something like that.
Right.
If you want my vote, Biden, if you want at-rated R comedy's vote.
And what about
sack up.
These laws? I support these laws that say, okay, if you have if we're out driving, we have laws that force us to have insurance, car insurance. Right. So what's wrong with if you want to buy a gun, you have to buy, I'm not going to go nuts and shoot people insurance. Right?
Or
I'm a responsible owner and I'm going to keep my gun secure insurance.
Right.
And then see how much these guys are going to live their guns when they got to start paying money, or when the insurance industry gets involved and says, well, we don't want these people to have these.
Oh, no, that's interesting. All of a sudden. Because
the insurance industry doesn't want to pay out millions and millions of dollars when these guys fuck up. So the insurance industry is going to get as involved as they can to make it as logical, as reasonable gun safety and control
absolutely
as possible.
If Dickhead McGee has a concealed carry or whatever, and he walks around at Walmart with his fucking gun, he should pay a premium for that. He should pay insurance, because what if he drops it and it shoots some kid in the head?
Right. Remember that asshole was protecting the recruiting.
Oh my God. He shot himself in the foot. Somebody got shot in the penis recently, right?
Two.
Yeah.
We had a sack and a shaft. Two separate incidents.
You know what's funny? All these incidents, blah, 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 all these stories. The thing is, the reason why we win the argument, you fucking 2A assholes, is because if you take the gun out of any of these equations, we don't have this problem. We aren't having this conversation, you fuckface.
Right.
No one likes you. No one likes you, fucking gun nuts.
No one likes you, which reminds me of, it made me think of, did you hear Rand Paul? It was kind of all over the news yesterday. Rand Paul was giving an interview or talked somewhere and basically said that Ted Cruz is like, nobody likes him.
No, like as a person.
Nobody likes him.
Nobody has lunch with him.
And that he's done. He basically said Ted Cruz is done as a senator. He'll never be able to get anything done because he's burned so many bridges and pissed so many people off.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious. It was an article I read that's an interesting, it's just an interesting article about how, on the right especially, that these guys that are being created are these conservative celebrities who have no intention of governing. They're just about their own brand.
Right.
Ted Cruz comes in and says, blah, 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 I'm going to burn everything to the ground. I would not, could not with a goat. And has done nothing. Look up what he's accomplished legislatively.
Oh, a lot, right?
Cricket. Cricket.
That's interesting. So, cricket. So you're saying instead of serving the people, some of these politicians are just trying to establish their brand?
Right. He has no prayer. He's not going to be president.
That is terrifying.
He's not going to be vice president.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him. He's going to flash out and he'll be gone. And then he's going to be reaping the gazillions from the lunatics on the right.
He'll sit on a board. He'll do. He'll go out and do his fucking speeches. He'll write his fucking books. Sucky, sucky. Good for you, shithead. Nobody likes you. Man, and fuck
that's
this.
That's kind of what Rand Paul said. That's what's funny. Well, speaking of, though.
Yeah, who likes that asshole?
Rand Paul's in trouble.
Right.
He's got to go out and start hitting the glory holes at the truck stops because he needs as much polling as he can right now. Because they've announced the next round of debates.
Oh, no.
They are going to have a kids table. They initially weren't going to.
Right.
But the kids table, the adult table, you have to have 2.5%.
That's so sad.
Of an aggregate of recent polls, and they listed the polls. And it's like 10 of them. With Rand Paul at like 2.7.
So really,
if he... you know, farts in a room and annoys too many people, he's going to be maybe out of the big debate. But then the kids table, they're only allowing, you still have to have 1% of the vote.
Okay.
Lindsey Graham might not make it. Lindsey Graham might not make it with 1% of the vote.
I got to tell you,
that saddens me.
I'm against all this. I want that Republican debate. I want it handled like if you were trying to make an entertaining television
cage
program.
Match, right? Tag team kind of thing?
No, I want all the good people in the fucking debate. I want Rick Perry back. Back in the race, please.
Bring Rick Perry back.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm sorry. Getting back to this fucking gun thing, this is what I don't understand.
Yes.
Every time there's one of these mass shootings, it's weird. It sort of emboldens these gun nuts, and it makes them vocal. When you would think that this would be when they would shut up.
Oh, that's their...
And not crow about.
Well, right. That's their MO, though. I mean...
But it does. It's weird,
there's
right?
There's nothing quiet about those assholes.
That doesn't make... The shooting doesn't make them a little embarrassed or like...
The guy on our Facebook that I was battling for a while, they walk up and they say, the First Amendment, why do you hate the Second Amendment? Well, right. I don't hate the Second Amendment, but I also think that as adults, we can have reasonable conversations...
Absolutely.
...about reasonable gun restrictions...
Sure.
...in this country. Oh, blah, 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 you don't know what you're talking about! You have no facts. That's an ad hominem.
Oh
no, and then
God.
I say, well, you know, your opinion is nothing now because all you're doing is accusing us of being stupid because we disagree with you. Therefore, I think I told him to stick something up his amosexual.
Shove it up your ass, dick face.
And
right.
Then he's like, ad hominem. Ad hominem.
Why are they children?
You insulted me.
Yeah. Yeah, stupid. It's what you do on the internet and Twitter. You make fun of other people.
He went to Wikipedia and memorized like the top 5 logical fallacies.
Oh, yes.
And they sit around on the internet and they troll the fuck away and they just say, ad hominem. Oh, blah, blah,
blah. It's ridiculous.
And
man.
Meanwhile, they present nothing. He presents videos of people saying, we should keep the Second Amendment. That's like using the Bible to prove the Bible.
Well, listen, okay, if guns make us safer, okay, prove it. There must be tons of studies out there that prove your point. There must be examples. Well, they have these examples that are all bullshit, right? Like, you know, Fred and Mary were at home one day.
Oh, well, yeah, they always have.
A gang of angry Mexicans came across the border and tried to take all their shit. But Fred had himself a pea shooter, and he shot up some brown people. Rawr.
Yep.
That's a bullshit story.
This guy the other day on our Facebook was like, what about that bank robbery the other day? Where the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
What about that bank robbery?
What about it?
Right. And what about the guy the day before that got shot by his own gun when he was being robbed, and the guy stole the guy's gun and shot him?
We're awash in guns. We've got guns. Yeah, we got guns fucking everywhere.
So that's why I said I can present to you an example of why we think we should have gun control. As many times as you put out some moronic screed of a knuckle-dragging YouTube video that claims to know that Thomas Jefferson used to lick the barrels of guns. He was so in love with them. It's ridiculous. So that's what's going on there. There's other stuff going on in the world. We'll come back to this as we get more information, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I mean, I think our Twitter followers have kind of summed it up. The fucker had a gun in the fucking story.
Yeah.
He had a fucking gun.
Right.
I mean, all these people, you know, these people that get all the murders in Chicago and stuff, all the fucking shootings and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think Chicago feels? I bet they wish there were less guns.
Well, sure. And that's the first word that they whip out, too. What about Chicago? What about Chicago?
Yeah, what about it? There's a shitload of people getting killed there, and it's by guns.
Right. And but they say that they enacted the toughest gun control laws there, but yet there's still rampant gun killings, right?
But like, you know, what was that? It was Bowling for Columbine. Michael Moore talked about how many guns are manufactured in this country versus how many are actually sold.
Right.
I mean, there's so many guns.
We got a lot of guns.
There are more guns than the demand.
We're doing okay.
So why?
And they need to make more money. Therefore, they need to keep everyone buying more guns.
Like, how many people buy Ferraris in this country a year? 10, 20? Who knows? That would be like if Ferrari made 3,000 Ferraris for the 10 people that buy them every year.
It's not like toilet paper.
What do you mean?
You're not going every week. I need a new... I ran out of gun.
Well, you know, man, these collectors...
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should make them... Maybe that'll keep the gun lobby happy. Let's make them biodegradable and they fall apart after... Well, then they'd blow up in your face and stuff. But
what about this, though? What if we were able to look at an area and say, oh, you're applying for a concealed carry permit? Okay, well, there's 40 in that area right now, in that little sector, whatever, in that block.
Oh, you're limited
the neighborhood.
Number,
yeah, sorry. Just like you do liquor licenses, you know? You don't want everything to be a bar.
Cab licenses.
You don't want everybody to have a gun. I mean, but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But then it's your right that then people would go back to the 2A. Now, what our forefather slave owners would have wanted, you know?
Now a couple of headlines are saying 15 dead.
Not 13.
And the gunman was killed in a shootout with the Popo.
Jesus Christ. What a horror scene, man.
I guess we will find out what, obviously batshit crazy, but, you know, I guess we'll find out the motivations, I'm sure.
It'll be mental health, man.
You know what's going to happen if his name is Abdullah?
Oh, God. Terrorism.
Or something like that. Oh, God. Viagra sales will plummet for the next 3 or 4 days because they're all going to be excited.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, though, because, like...
Well, in the middle of Oregon.
Yeah, but in South Carolina, that white guy, I mean, that was domestic terrorism, right? I mean, he was a fucking white supremacist wacko.
No, he was crazy, Ryan.
Oh, he doesn't
represent.
Crazy.
He doesn't represent any larger group. Why would you marginalize a larger group by accusing them of, by using one person as an example of what they're like?
What lies is this? What lies are we perpetuating? That white people aren't racist and that guns don't kill people?
Yeah.
Are those the two lies?
A couple, sure. Why
not? Hey, let me sell you a bill of goods.
We'll
here's
start
a bridge.
With those.
Buy my bridge.
Oh, it's exhausting. It's
oh,
just
it really
exhausting.
Is. And fuck you to this guy on our page. Fuck you.
I've got a story.
Fucking asshole on Twitter. Eat a dick.
Crab diving follow up. Someday I'll do a drop or something.
I like saying it.
Crab diving follow up.
Crab diving follow up.
We've
fuck
got
you.
Out of Oklahoma.
This just in.
The wonderful sovereign state of Oklahoma.
Hey.
We've been following the story there of the massive monstrosity of the Ten Commandments sitting outside the fucking Capitol grounds.
I still can't figure out why it's so big.
Because the Lord is big, Ryan. You got to represent.
But if they were tablets.
And they're old.
Right.
You know, they can't. They got to be able to read it.
But yeah, okay, that's the best point there that you made. But they are tablets. They aren't gigantic slabs. that Moses carried down like, to the fucking mountain.
Well, this monument looks like two tombstones, you know, married together.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
And it says,
yeah,
there's a big American eagle with a flag. Oh, God, I've never really looked at this thing. Yeah, you know what's on there is that that creepy Masonic eye in the pyramid thing that's on the dollar bill. How do they get away with that?
I don't know. I don't know how anybody gets away with anything. Everybody's a dickhead.
And it says the Ten Commandments.
Hey.
And right at the top, I am the, all caps, I am the Lord thy God.
I am Iron Man.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's not religious at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
So, anyway.
God, we're so fucked up.
Inexplicably, the Supreme Court there decided that probably wasn't constitutional.
Oh, shit, man. Shocker, right?
To their state constitution.
Oh, yes.
Now they're screaming, we got to change it. We're going to change the constitution so we can keep the Ten Commandments.
Oh, there. God. Run it over with a fucking bulldozer. You know, don't even move it. You know what I would do? I would run it the fuck over with and make everybody watch.
A state judge in September gave them until October 12th to remove the 6-foot-tall monument.
Yeah, they're huge. Who has to move that? The city?
Earlier this week, the Oklahoma Capital Preservation Commission voted 7-1 to authorize them to remove the monument.
Oh, man. Why didn't they make him out of styrofoam?
Now, the interim chairwoman of the Oklahoma Republican Party, of course, sees an opportunity.
Oh, yes.
And she's offered to display the monument outside the Republican headquarters in Oklahoma City. Because you know, Ryan, only the Republicans represent the law.
Thank God. See, this is a Republican right-wing nut job mind jujitsu. Somehow they've tied their shit party to Jesus.
They crawled in bed with the evangelicals. I saw the meme again today, that meme. Barry Goldwater meme. Barry Goldwater, who was a terrifying conservative in the 60s, he has a famous quote where he says the worst thing we could do is let these preachers get a hold of the Republican Party, because there's no compromising with them if they're sitting there saying, my God tells me this, I'm not changing it.
Yeah, you don't want to. You're dealing with a crazy person, right? You're dealing with a person that answers to something that doesn't fucking exist.
And look, regardless of its existence,
right.
They answer to something that isn't the Constitution.
Yeah.
That
it's
guy,
disturbing.
Was it a state legislator in Ohio, like a year or two ago, gave a speech they were trying to ram some religious bullshit into everyone's sphincter. And, he got up and said, wait, we swore on the Bible to uphold the Constitution. We didn't swear on the Constitution to uphold the Bible.
We are the fucking Taliban, dude.
Be careful what you wish for.
That's why it's sometimes I don't know that, you know, I mean, do we really have to show so much deference and respect for religion and shit?
We talked about this yesterday.
Fucking ridiculous.
Christopher Hitchens, the late great Christopher Hitchens was, who's looking down on us from heaven right now.
All right. Oh, my God. hey, Christopher Hitchens.
If there's a heaven, Hitchens is there.
And if it's real,
which is it, there's not. But
I
can't imagine Hitchens not being able to listen to Hitchens. How great would that be? I mean, that's a heaven. You sit around like a table full of some of these guys that are just the greatest, some of the greatest talkers.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Oscar Wilde sitting there with Hitchens with
Oscar Wilde with fucking you know, William Shatner.
Great speaker.
William Shatner's an amazing speaker. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
He's
about
James T. Kirk. Every show, the beginning.
I haven't heard him when he's not scripted.
Okay. Well, I mean, have you ever heard him rattle off one of those captain's logs?
Scripted.
It's amazing.
Scripted.
Yes, but
you think they let him,
the timbre in his voice,
improv the captain's logs?
I kind of think Kirk.
What a great concept. Do it entirely improv'd episode of Star Trek.
No, sure.
Can you imagine those actors with those technical terms and everything? Like, what?
Have them do an improvised ER, you know? Oh, shit. Oh, that would be the worst. The worst part. I got to stick this thing into his arm.
So the Ten Commandments, giant monstrosity, may be moved in front of the Republicans where they can all sit around and rub their genitalia upon it.
Right.
Do whatever they do.
Sure. I think we should have inflatable Ten Commandments. I think we should get into it. Like, if you worship God or some kind of bullshit in the sky, instead of building, like, stone monuments to your whatever, how about inflatables? What's wrong with that?
How about none?
Oh, yeah.
On public grounds. Put it on your fucking house. Go ahead. Have a big, giant Ten Commandments there that that the other neighbors could point at and laugh.
I want that Baphomet, the one.
Yeah, see, that shit I would put up.
Oh, I'm talking about the red one with the big boner.
That's not Baphomet.
Well, who is it? No, Satan?
We've established this. I'm
sorry.
This was.
I want Satan. I want Satan with the big boner in my front yard. Just piss off the neighbors.
That was some college kids who put up a mannequin with and strapped a dildo to it. Yeah. Not the artistic quality that the amazing.
Oh, it's fine.
That the amazing bronze Baphomet statue has.
That would be great.
Which still, I mean, where did he? Arkansas, I think we heard, was the latest place that they're.
Oh, yes.
That might end up because Arkansas tries the same bullshit as Oklahoma.
Hey.
So,
shithole states. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you just pray yourself to death and shoot each other up? Have a ball, idiots.
Speaking of idiots, we've got a story here. I'm just checking to see if there's any updates on
the shooting.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? Oh, shit.
This might not be good for those who are worried about Fox News getting all excited, because this report says the mass shooter ordered victims to state their religion before opening fire.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
we'll
scary.
See about that.
Yeah,
I can't imagine it's an extremist Christian then. So
maybe
it's an atheist or Muslim terrorism.
Not an atheist. Come on. An atheist wouldn't.
Yeah,
do
that's
that.
All we need.
Yeah. I mean, an atheist just wouldn't do that.
Didn't we not too long ago, there was a guy who killed two or three students that were Muslim.
Right.
That were his neighbors. And he was a big atheist, and they were trying to pin it on his atheism. Like, it's an atheist going after the neighbors, which was part of it. Like, he didn't like, they got into fights, and he occasionally had, you know, slurred their Muslimitude or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it was like a parking, it was a parking rage thing. But they tried to hang it on the atheists. Look! The atheists are killing everybody.
No, they're not. They're stoned. They're watching Netflix. You guys are the ones that you're walking around in your fucking Starbucks and your Chipotle and your Target. Your big pea shooter strapped around your back. Look at me. I'm a big man. I got my big gun.
So we'll see what's we'll keep following that.
Ugh.
For the next hour. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, at the top of the hour here. A little bit after 3 p.m. here on the Western Coast. Traffic on the 405 sucks balls, and the 101 and the 5 and the 110. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just guessing.
The 69 freeway is a back the fuck up.
84 degrees here in Los Angeles.
Go fuck yourself.
No mass shooting here. Although.
Oh, yeah, we don't know. Fuck.
We've here at Crab Diving Studios been up since about 3:30 when the helicopter started.
What happened?
There was a mass. There was a massive swarm of fucking news cunting copters.
Why?
I may have tweeted to quote, I'll sound like Brent. I may have tweeted something out this morning to our representatives and to our city council members and everything about the fucking goddamn news helicopters.
Was the Pope at the donut shop?
It was
at the corner.
It was a domestic thing that turned into a guy holed up with scissors.
Scissors?
Scissors!
Why do you need a...
Third in Normandy.
Oh, my God. But why do you need a helicopter for that?
Because it's a news copter. Because they called in the SWAT team. And...
Where's the news value in that?
And there were... All three major networks were hovering their cunting copters from 3:30 till about 6 this morning till the guy finally gave up.
And why do you need to know about that? Like, other than here's how that story should go. Some lunatic had a domestic dispute with his wife. He had scissors. It was horrible.
Right.
What else is there to report on?
Right?
I don't know. Why do we need a news copter?
I concur.
It's dumb.
Breaking, it said early this morning, man possibly armed with knife or scissors, barricaded in Koreatown apartment, tenants evacuated. How great would that be? You're sleeping and all of a sudden the cops are banging on your door and evacuating you because some asshole neighbor is waving a pair of scissors.
Look at these scissors, though. These are actually from IKEA, but these are big scissors, man. Well,
that would warrant keeping a whole neighborhood awake for 3 hours.
I mean, listen to these. Can you hear that, America?
Yeah. Oh, look, ABC News has a helicopter shot. Man believed to be suspect being led out of building in handcuffs.
Who gives a fuck? Let me see the guy that had scissors. Okay, he was threatening his wife or somebody with scissors,
It was forever. It was forever this morning. And then they move around, you know, I guess they make them not hover in one spot very long or whatever. So it was just rotating because there was three or four of them.
Was it like Black Hawk Down? Did the SWAT team rappel from the helicopter into the apartment?
I wasn't watching. I was...
Disarmed the gentleman armed with scissors?
When I finally got up at like 5:30, just figured, fuck it, I'm going to start working. It was still right overhead. Just right overhead. And the neighbor, she was up. She was pissed. She was out on her back porch taking pictures.
Oh, really?
Taking movies. You know, she's the litigious one. So I'm sure
she's
filed lawsuit after door? Lawsuit. Yeah, she's one of our batshit crazy
neighbors. Oh, my God.
She was out taking cell phone footage of the helicopters and yelling about the fact that they woke her up.
Listen, you want to talk about batshit crazy? Our neighbor, I'll just say there's a neighbor near me that's also a comedian. That person is fucking batshit crazy. I mean nuts. This is out of her fucking gourd.
So
what's with all the crazy people around here? I get, you know,
a big fuck you to.
Hope none of them have guns.
The news copters this fucking morning.
Was anybody assaulted with a paperclip?
Nice of the news copters to wake and annoy thousands for hours due to one guy holed up with scissors
is what
I tweeted this morning to Representative Becerra.
What did he say back?
To KTLA, to CBS LA.
What did they say?
And to Mitch O'Farrell, who is our city council. I have received nothing yet.
Mitch!
I have not gotten redress.
Yo, Mitch!
For my complaints.
What's up with these copters? You're right. It's so loud. It's dumb.
The copter stuff is
bullshit. It's got to really be dangerous too, right? It's a helicopter sitting right above you know, a populated area for no good fucking reason.
Just so some asshole could, with a zoom lens, can aim it at a building where nothing's happening. Can't see anything.
You know what'll happen? One of these copters, they're going to fall out of the sky into a huge apartment complex. There'll be a shit ton of deaths. It'll be horrible. And then they'll change something. But until then, you know, we can all fuck right off.
One of our representatives in this area, I think it might be Schiff, the next district over.
Yes.
Who, national, you know, congressional rep. I think one of his deals is, I remember getting a questionnaire from him about whether the helicopters, all the constant helicopter-itude is annoying or not.
Yeah.
Yes, it's annoying.
It's fucking terrifying, dickhead.
Try to watch one television show.
Oh,
without having to pause it.
Nah.
Because some fucking helicopter is flying over here.
Nah, it's fucking ridiculous.
And we don't live near like a children's hospital where they're medevacking in kids with spleens that exploded or whatever. It's cops and it's probably private fucking assholes.
Why does your spleen explode? That's terrifying to me. Like, we can't have an exploding spleen.
Right.
Oh, fuck that. God works in mysterious ways. I got a question for God. What's with all the spleens exploding? Why do we have that?
A man was detained following an hours-long barricade at a Koreatown apartment after his boyfriend said he was threatened with a knife and scissors.
beyond the barricade at dawn.
Domestic violence. They responded at 3 a.m. near Normandy and 3rd Street.
Yeah. Well, you got to get rid of these scissors.
A man told his responding officers that his boyfriend threatened him with a knife and scissors, and he was still in the apartment.
A knife and scissors?
He refused officers' requests that he exit the building. SWAT officials were called, and the tenants were evacuated. Now, again, I wonder about... Our police just do not know anything about de-escalation. And I really wonder if this could have been avoided.
Yeah. Why am I getting evacuated? Because my neighbor's attacking his boyfriend with a fucking knife and scissors. Riddle me that.
Well, and why are you calling a SWAT team? If I mean, unless they knew there was a gun in there, but do you really need all the SWAT team to...
I don't know.
To go after a guy with a knife and scissors?
Listen, it would be different if this was in Japan, right? Because all their walls are made of paper.
Somebody grab him through the sneak up along the wall and grab him through the wall.
They broke into my house with a butter knife.
Tase him through the wall.
Yeah. What about that? In Japan, they have all these houses that are made
of
paper.
Think they do.
No, they do.
I don't think they do.
Well, what do? You lock your paper door? It's ridiculous.
Hey, don't get the candle near the wall. It's one of those practical things you learn.
I'm going to fold up this wall.
Hurricane Joaquin has put on some weight.
No.
And is now a Category 4.
Fuck, wait. Where is that going? Tell me that's not going to the fucking Gulf of Mexico.
Right now, it's teabagging the eastern Bahamas. Forecasters are saying it could grow still more intense before it follows a path that they think is going to go towards the U.S. East Coast. Right now, it's off somewhere in the eastern Bahamas. They say lightly populated.
Yeah.
And that it's making its way. If the track that I've seen looks like it's going to hit like Virginia, South Carolina, D.C. area.
My mom texted me. Pat is correct. And I don't know what she's referring to. What were you right about?
Don't know.
What was he so right about?
Oh, no. We had a question. The bougainvilleas.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I'll bet that's what it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lydia.
That's what the people were fornicating.
Oh, God. No, that's the one in the window is the bougainvilleas.
All right.
I don't know what the bush is.
That's the same thing, though, man. It's a bougainvillea.
It's not.
Yeah, it's the same color.
But it's not. The same bush. That's a bush down there. The bougainvillea is like a viney kind of thing. Down by where whatever jerk off happened in the corner, where the garbage can is, that's a bush, isn't it?
I think on the right side of the fence, facing away from out from the apartment, that is bougainvillea.
Maybe there's bougainvillea everywhere.
It's differently shaped bougainvillea than the one on the
different colored bougainvillea.
It's a different shaped bougainvillea, different color, different you know.
So yeah, keeping our eyes peeled on Hurricane Joaquin.
But
you're out on the eastern type coast.
But it's not okay. It's on the eastern coast. I don't mean to be
not the Gulf Coast.
Good.
It's,
I'm so
in the
sorry.
Atlantic.
I don't mean to be selfish. But that's where my family lives.
Geocentric.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Where you know where the Bahamas anyway? Just down to me. It's just down there somewhere in the fucking ocean, right?
Right.
I have no fucking idea.
I mean, we're all kind of out in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Right. I feel like Sarah Palin. Yes. I can see the Bahamas.
I can see the Bahamas from my window.
You guys ready to go to a party? Somebody go get the white stretch Hummer. Tell Track he doesn't even need to wear a shirt because he's just going to take it off in the first 10 minutes and start beating the fuck out of people.
Let's have a little humor break. And
a break in the humor? No more laughs.
No?
Are you saying we're having a break? There will be humor or a break from the humor?
I think there's going to be humor.
Oh, okay.
Because we're about to have...
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen of the Blaze. We haven't heard from him in a little while.
My balls, your chin.
But he... He, this is just general classic Glenn Beck.
What's he, Vanny?
You know he's off the fucking rails. A blue blazer, actually, and Oxford shirt, it looks like. Opened at the collar, no tie.
Oh, wow. Gold chain.
No glasses, no hat.
Is he still God Glenn? Is this God Glenn all the time? Glenn Beck loves God, Bill, USA?
Stop listening to the people who got us into this situation in the first place. Who told us these things would never happen, that all of these things that are happening now was lunacy. It was too crazy. It was too pessimistic. It's all happening, and you're still listening to those people.
That's how this clip opened.
He sounds like us. He does.
There.
He sounds like me when I'm talking about Michael Vick.
This is what this is his response to what's going on with ISIS.
ISIS.
That we've lost control.
Fuck you.
What the hell is wrong with us? What the hell is wrong with us?
Oh.
It's time to turn some tables.
He put on his glasses.
Tables right. Over.
Time to turn some tables over is what he said.
It's time to start turning some tables over in our own households and in our own churches. You want to change the world? Do you realize that it's about 60% of Christians aren't even registered to vote? 60%? You've been standing around with your hands in the pockets doing what? You're losing your culture. There are more people that have been slaughtered for Christianity in the name of Christ in the last 5 years than the previous 2,000 years.
Whoa. Hold on a second.
What?
Hey,
citations, please.
Glenn Beck Math Hour. I mean, that's a lot of math he just whipped out, right?
There have been more people that have been slaughtered for Christianity in the name of Christ in the last five than the previous 2,000 years.
Hold on one second. This sounds like we need some algebra.
Guess where he got this number from?
Out of his asshole, Pat.
David Barton.
Oh, fuck me. Are you shitting me?
Christo cuntbag himself, David Barton, who is a fraudulent author, alleged historian, disgraced dick cheese.
Right.
Who is...
Not an honorable dick cheese, disgraced.
they pulled his fucking book off of Walmart.
Shit.
I mean, how low is the bar that Walmart pulled the book off the shelf because
they
were found to be fraudulent? That book that he wrote about Jefferson claiming that... No. Jefferson is a big, fundamental Christian. And I still don't know how he explains the Jefferson Bible. Yeah, but anyway,
I mean,
I can't stand listening to him.
This is Walmart. I mean, they have Duck Dynasty beach towels, beer koozies, everything. They won't put this guy's book on the fucking shelf.
So somehow David Barton came up with the...
Hello, David.
The number saying that there have been 2,100 martyr killings in 2013.
Okay.
I think they're counting like the Christians killed in Syria.
I was gonna say, what's a martyr killing?
They're the ones that the Muslims are all killing.
Oh man!
Basically, I guess they're counting.
Is that supposed to be better than a normal killing or something, or does it mean more?
And
with the martyr killing.
Plus, if you do the math, if there were more killings in that last year than the previous 2,000, that means up until 2013, there was only one Christian killed per year. So again,
good
the math
God.
Is horrible.
Jesus Christ.
Unlikely. The math is horrible. so that's where Glenn gets that bit about
He's upset, man. What are these Christians
this
doing?
This is the time of persecution, and we're sitting around with our hands in our pockets? Yeah. Do you know about the pastor that is being held in Iran?
Oh, God.
Do you know why he's there? Why is he there? Because he wouldn't stop preaching about Christ. Do you know why they won't let him out? Because he's converting people in prisons.
Oh, yes. They're worried that this guy's going to get loose in Iran and turn it into a Christian nation single-handedly.
Right.
Is that his point?
Apparently,
they're terrified.
Yeah, apparently, you can't, you know, you can't turn down God, Yahweh.
Well, fuck, man. Listen, they should release this preacher. I don't know. Right?
Well, sure. Any kind of religious but, you know, I mean, that preacher also went to Iran.
Yeah.
To preach Jesus.
Right.
So, you know, you're what are you going to expect?
Yeah, you know, it's like going on a field trip to Never Never Land.
Right.
Guy.
I mean, you're going to end up in jail in Iran trying to preach Jesus. And then if you keep converting people in jail, they're probably going to look down on that too. You know why? Because they're a batshit crazy religious regime.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like you're trying to establish.
And he's acting like these Christians are all quiet and not doing anything and not vocal.
Right. 60% stayed home.
Has he never listened to our show? Yeah, never?
I'm assuming no.
What are you doing over there? Sitting around there jacking off with your hands in your fucking pocket. Come on, Christians, get to it.
I'm going to say he probably has not listened to Crab Diving.
What a dick.
Do you want to hear a little bit of...
Did Glenn Beck survive that tantrum? I'm worried about him. I mean, that was just...
Yeah, I just paused it because he kind of peters out at the end. But
no, really.
Let's see. We can see how it ends up.
He doesn't die.
Stop, no. Liar. White sound of my voice that doesn't know that Hillary Clinton, every time she opens her mouth, is a liar. Why do you think her poll numbers are so low?
Poll.
Because everybody's heard it before. It's a conspiracy. Oh, shush. Fool me once. Shame on me. Or shame on you. Fool me a million times. How many times has it been?
Did he just
fool me this many times? Shoot me in the head.
Oh, okay. Did he fuck that up?
He did.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Good. God
fool
in heaven.
Fool me, can't get fooled again.
That is fucking hilarious.
This is the time of persecution.
Yay.
According to Glenn Beck.
God damn it, guys.
Persecution.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
They're being persecuted because the gays are getting married.
Yeah.
Still not quite wrapping my brain around that one, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
They're really not happy unless there's some kind of cloak of persecution they can nuzzle in.
You know, if you're like a right-wing nut job, yeah, lunatic, maybe don't say that saying anymore. The fool me once thing.
They're not good at it, whatever. You're suggesting?
Pick another one. Don't. Why would you want to go? Apparently, that's a hard one for you guys to get right. Right. Pick another
cousin,
one.
Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know. I think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Pat Robertson from the 700 Club.
A bat.
On today's show.
Oh, yes.
The CBN correspondent, Christian yeah. Broadcasting Network correspondent, David Brody had a sit down with none other than Kentucky clerk Kim Davis.
God damn it.
And Washington florist Baronell Stutzman, who is that Lord loving freedom fighter who refused to make a cake for those two beaver bumpers.
Baronell, what's his name again?
Baronell Stutzman.
That is the best name I've ever heard name, in my life. Baronell Stutzman!
Stutzman said that their cases are paving the way for the censorship of journalists and the stripping of law licenses from attorneys. For people who defend people. So they're saying that they're going to come for our attorneys next. They're going to come for the journalists. You're not going to be able to report anything about Christianity.
It's so stupid. You're giving people rights. That doesn't mean your rights get taken away because it doesn't affect your fucking marriage. I just don't understand it in the least.
Well, they're just dumb. So
they're morons.
I wonder if I have a little bit.
Fuck, you know what? You're morons. Don't become enlightened. You know what? Just sit the rest of your fucking life.
Oops. But, no, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just sit there uninformed, unenlightened, no worldview. Just sit there twiddling your thumbs the rest of your life in your fucking trailer. How do you like that?
The trailer.
I mean, I don't need to be a dick, but, you know, fuck off.
Folks in all different ways, and folks that it's all throughout the Bible, really.
I struggled with that myself. You know, why would God, of all people, choose me with my past to stand up and defend something that I had failed so miserably at in the world?
Is this Kim Davis?
That's Kim Davis.
Wow.
I had failed so miserably at marriage.
You know, I don't.
So she's, you know, she's embracing that. I'm not a hypocrite because, you know, you get that bath when you embrace God and it washes all the bad poo-poo off of you.
Yeah, I don't think Meryl Streep could have done a better job with this little speech. Hey, crying.
Oh, she's so gross. She's really gross. Milking the fuck out of it.
Not buying it, bitch.
Business and everything she owns. Evangelical Christians see you as someone fighting the good fight. How do you?
This is the this is Baronelle.
Who's this? Oh, that's Baronelle. Eagle with the evangelical Christians.
Oh, this
sucky sucky licky licky.
This guy is I don't know his name, but he's the CBN broadcaster.
Oh yeah, the fair and balanced journalist from the Christian Broadcasting Network.
You see yourself,
sinner saved by grace. Yeah, I'm not a hero, and I'm not a martyr. I just try to be obedient.
4 to 5.
Suck a
sinner,
dick, loser.
How do you see yourself? I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Good job. You know what? This Kim Davis should go get some headshots. Get in the acting biz.
No, that was Baronelle.
Oh, that was Baronelle?
Yeah.
No. But the other person was just crying.
Previously was Kim Davis. Yeah, they both opened up the waterworks.
By the way, both of these people, amazing actors, right?
So
you're hired.
They ran that segment on the 700 Club, and here is what Pat Robertson has to say.
I'm interested.
After that piece ran.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it was the gays said, look, we want rights. We want to be recognized. We want to be allowed to have unions, and now we want to be allowed to have marriage. And the Supreme Court said, okay, you can have marriage. All right, cool. They don't want to stop there.
Yes, they do. You're not letting them get married. This is what this point is. Did you hear that one hag that was crying in the piece? She's crying because that she won't marry people.
Right.
And the other one is a sinner saved in by Christ's jizz.
Yes.
And she wouldn't make a cake for a wedding.
Oh, my God. What heroes, by the way? Bill,
look at these
martyrs.
Yeah,
God. Right. Good job, you fucking assholes.
What they want to do is persecute anybody who disagrees with them. They want those people bankrupted. They want those people put in jail. Is that what the left wants? The answer?
No, dickhead. The left wants not separate but equal.
If you deprive someone of their rights, then yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Go to jail. Then we sue you the fuck out of you.
The problem is right? Pat. Yeah, absolutely. Pat and Kim Davis and Baronelle Fuckface over there.
Baronelle Fuckface.
You don't see gay people as people. Stutzman. That's a fucking problem, you dick.
Baronelle Stutzman.
You know, they don't see these people as human.
Oh, but we just love our Lord so much.
Yeah, why don't you shove your crying towel up your fucking ass?
Seriously, absolutely. It is vindictive now. We're not talking about having rights from the poor, oppressed gays.
No, he did air quotes.
Oh, God. Right.
Air quotes.
From the poor, oppressed gays. Jesus Christ. Listen to this white, old, Christian, rich fuckface.
Did you hear him conceding the, they wanted their equal rights to get married. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That wasn't cool.
No.
To him.
No.
That wasn't cool.
Yeah. This guy has never had any right denied him. Right?
No.
I mean, this dude.
Rich, white, Christian.
He's everything.
Male.
He is our most celebrated person in this fucking society, right?
Persecuted, Ryan.
Everyone's sucking this guy's dick.
Bill O'Reilly says there's war on white men.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget. White Christian men here.
All we really want is for gay people to be treated like human beings, and this is what happens. Now they're being persecuted. You fucking simpleton assholes.
oppressed gays. We're talking about taking away the freedoms of everybody who disagrees with them. Now, do we want that in America? And don't you think it's time people stand up and say, listen, we've got to make a stand for these people?
How can they not see that you're not supposed to take rights away from other people? Yeah. And by saying, if all you have to do is say to him, do you think it should be legal then to hang a no Negroes allowed sign on your door?
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of his audience might be, oh, really? Well, can we do that? That would be great.
I already got one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got one. I got one.
And yet they're not. They're being pilloried in the press. They're being laughed at in the press because the press is in league with the gay rights people.
No, because the press is in league with the rest of the United States, who thinks you're all a bunch of just ass drizzling, dick licking. Well, not that there's anything wrong with dick licking,
right? But I mean, if you're gonna say
creatures,
yeah, if you're gonna spout a bunch of stupidity, it's just dumb. Yeah, the left is going to make fun of you because you're sounding stupid,
right?
I mean, you can be dumb. You can be as stupid as you fucking want. Yeah,
did you see that scene?
But I'm allowed to make fun of you.
Facebook.com/crabdiving and watch that scene again of Donald Trump
us.
Surrounded by preachers. Yeah. And it's all these fucking prosperity gospel preachers. All these.
Yeah.
They're not just regular frauds. They're uber frauds.
They're special.
And these guys laying their fucking hands on him and shit.
Ugh.
Then I saw some comments on the
My
Twitter.
My God.
You know, we played the clip yesterday and you heard the rabbi who put his hand on Trump's head and was going,
that's so
Shamalama ding dong, laka polo, polo, blah, blah, blah.
Mecca leka hi, mecca hiney, go fuck yourself.
And, but then somebody pointed out, did you notice how he ended his prayer?
No.
We'd say this in Jesus' name.
Wait a second.
So he must be a Jew for Jesus.
Or maybe it's just he doesn't give a shit and he's a bullshit
he knew he was
artist. Yeah. He doesn't care. He's like, yeah, whatever.
He's like, I better say Jesus' name or all these evangelicals are going to shiv me.
Dude's in this for the paycheck. He doesn't give a shit.
Shank.
And they somehow think this is a civil rights issue. They better be careful what they're doing because they're taking away the rights of everybody.
Taking away the rights of everybody.
Listen, these rich old white guys are so coddled by our society. You do one thing that I don't even know why you'd have a problem with gay marriage in the fucking first place. One thing.
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit? These guys lose their minds. Babies.
It's all very strange.
But he sounds like a child, right? He sounds like a little simplistic child.
Right. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, fear-mongering.
By the way, this
fucking
is the 45th
dumb.
School shooting of the year. We've got live the president
of the whole year
is speaking about this issue.
Ooh, are we going to drop in and hear it?
Ooh, I believe we will in a moment here.
When roads are unsafe, we fix them to reduce auto fatalities. We have seatbelt laws because we know it saves lives. So the notion that gun violence is somehow different? That our freedom and our Constitution prohibits any modest regulation of how...
President Obama expressing his sorrow and frustration in the wake of today's horrible mass shooting at a college campus... in Oregon. We'll have full details coming up next on NBC Nightly News.
Oh, shit. Man, I guess that's all I thought we were going to get a whole bunch of Obama talking about gun control. I was about to tweet out we're streaming the president's fucking gun control thing, but I guess not. Jeez, just me in here. There's no at vile experience, so there's just bullshit commentary from at Rated R Comedy. Oh, by the way, the baseball news today, all the teams have clinched, so none of the fucking games happen.
I'm going to take a piss. What happened?
Oh, they went to commercial.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, you just heard me talking about baseball.
Oh, so the president, oh, it says this live stream has ended. Well, right before I went to go.
The show is not very good without you.
To go
it's just me
urinate.
Going.
Well, you didn't know you were going to be left hanging. You thought the president would keep talking.
No, he didn't say shit.
All I heard was when the roads are broken, we fix them.
Or a Republican or an independent.
Is that streaming?
When you decide to vote for somebody, are making a determination as to whether this cause of continuing death for innocent people should be a relevant factor in your decision.
Cause of continuing death, our president has to say.
Oh, my God.
So the president delivering a statement sounds like he's pissed.
Who are using those guns properly, safely, to hunt, for sport, for protecting their families, to think about whether your views are properly being represented by the organization that suggested speaking for you.
I'm helping the president. He's talking about the NRA.
And each time this happens, I'm going to bring this up. Each time this happens, I am going to say that we can actually do something about it, but we're going to have to change our laws. And this is not something I can do by myself.
So there you go. A little bit of the live feed from the White House. The president looks visibly pissed. I mean,
oh, yeah.
And why not? We've been screaming for an hour and a half here about this bullshit. Like the president said, if the road's broken, we fix it. If the refrigerator breaks down, we fix it.
Not
if there's
this
a problem,
shit.
We fix it.
God. We just can't have enough murders.
Right.
Nobody. Fuck.
Because they just refuse to acknowledge that the guns have anything to do with it.
Guns fucking kill people. That's it. That's the end of fucking story.
That's the only thing they're there for. And when these people are like, well, this guy got stabbed in the eye with a chopstick and killed. We should outlaw chopsticks.
How many people can he stab in the eye with a chopstick in a minute?
Well, and plus, chopsticks aren't manufactured with the sole purpose of skewering people in the eye hole.
No, you use
and killing them.
To pick up your, you know...
You pick up eyeballs
shrimp,
and shit.
Tempura, oh,
you pick
yeah.
up fish eyeballs.
And the Japanese, man, they can eat some crazy fucking shit. The Japanese,
but,
please,
but
the Koreans.
But the car, in a car. Well, it's outlaw cars, because cars kill more people. But cars aren't manufactured for the sole purpose of killing people, of destroying flesh.
What do you mean? Are you saying that the only purpose, an armor-piercing bullet might have would be to fucking kill, or a hollow tip bullet, or maybe a gun.
Target practice. My targets wear body armor.
Yeah, and what are you practicing to hit? I mean, it is target practice, okay?
Right.
For what? A deer?
A
fucking deer?
So, frustrating as fuck, this whole god gun thing. You guys are just exhausting. You're just exhausting children, 12-year-olds. 10-year-olds.
You know, I kind of like...
Toddlers.
I kind of like the angle Obama's coming at it. I mean, he's appealing to the people that are responsible gun owners. They hunt, you know.
Most people, a lot of people have, especially in, not in the city.
Yeah.
You just have a shotgun around, or you have a 22 rifle, or people just
right.
have that.
And if you're a responsible gun owner and you're in the NRA, I mean, are you right. happy with what your money's going to fund? Are you happy with this?
George Bush the first famously tore up his lifetime membership card, right, for the NRA because he felt they were doing just that. They were turned into, they were no longer a group that was lobbying for gun owners' rights, but for the gun manufacturers' lobby.
Yeah.
And their sole goal is to crank out more guns and make more money by cranking out more guns. That's it.
Am I romanticizing George Bush Sr. by saying
probably.
That he's, you know what I mean? Like, he's so much smarter than his son.
Oh, no. I think he was a lot smarter than this. Yeah. No, I think you're spot on.
He's spot on. Was he a good president?
I think more than you could add both kids together, apparently, right now. These two are the two of them.
They're dumbasses.
Because, God, Jeb just doesn't
seem...
He's
an idiot.
Like, he's coming across as really a bright bulb.
Was he the anchor baby comment? Did he say something about anchor babies
sure,
and someone said, that's a little offensive?
Well, what am I supposed to say? Give me another term for it.
A human.
And they said, well, how about undocumented children of undocumented or something like that? And he goes, oh, come on, that's like 10 syllables. It's too long.
Dude.
That was his argument.
Yeah.
That's like 10 syllables. Ugh. So much easier to say anchor baby.
Who would vote for this guy?
Well, I say African American. Right. You say can say Nick.
Yeah. Why not? Right? It's less syllables.
It's only two syllables. Why can't I say coon?
Right. One syllable. There you go.
That's the easiest one. Okay. Let's talk. Well, what do you want? Racism? Get more gay?
Who's gay? Is it Brian Fisher talking about the gay?
No.
Damn it. Then I would go for that. He's the best.
No Brian Fisher. Damn. I don't think right now. No Fresh Fisher.
Fresh Fisher.
What is this? Trump meets with prosperity gospel preachers.
Oh, God.
Who can cure Ebola and bring chickens back from the dead. Oh, this is
perfect.
A story about... You know who is in that little herd of preachers with Trump yesterday? Not only that that apparent Jew for Jesus, not only Kenneth Copeland.
Good God.
Primo fraud, but... Jan Crouch.
Who's that?
She's the one who's like a cart. She's like the current Tammy Faye, the big fake hair,
okay.
Big 80 pounds of makeup. And and like, didn't her husband go to jail or something? And
Damn. She,
another kind of one of these where the shenanigans were found. But Jan Crouch. Oh, here's a clip of Jan Crouch.
When you've gone through depression, you know there's no way out except Jesus healed me. And that's the only reason I'm here. I had a little chicken that died.
Oh, not the chicken, sorry.
And the only thing I did was prayed in the name of Jesus. And that little chicken became alive.
Jesus raised a chicken from the dead for Jan Crouch.
Are we listening to a clip of Saturday Night Live?
No.
Is Tina Fey playing Jan Crouch? Because this is stupid. Is it really?
This is real.
Is she joking?
No.
It happened. You know, I was diagnosed with glaucoma. And just watching my television, like so many of you are doing at home tonight, I was healed when Benny Hinn prayed.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh boy! Don't,
listen,
and here's a little bit of Kenneth Copeland.
I guess you could treat your glaucoma that way. It's not recommended by a doctor, I imagine. Just stare at your TV, stupid.
A little greatest hits tape here from Right Wing Watch. Here's a little bit of these are the people who Trump was meeting with yesterday.
Listen, can't we make fun of these idiots laying their hand on his fucking face, his pink white.
You know
face.
He hated that.
Oh God!
You know he did not like that.
You
at
gotta,
all.
You gotta.
But he's like, I can't. Why aren't they shooting this guy? Why aren't they shooting this person that's touching me? And then he's like, oh God, I got to sit through this.
Yeah. And it's bullshit anyway. Why with the hands on the face?
Right. Get your fucking hand off my face.
Why don't you cut my sack?
What do you think his hand smelled like too?
Jesus. It smelled like Jesus. Don't be ridiculous.
Kenneth Copeland opens with some tongues.
Does he speak in tongues?
He absolutely does.
Father, we bless and we bless and we bless. We bless by praying in the Holy Ghost and by blessing and by blessing. And
what? He's got to scream over these people because they won't shut the fuck up.
And my blessing. And my blessing. And my blessing. We destroy this murderous demon virus.
He's praying about Ebola. This is when Ebola was running rampant in Africa. And this is him praying. The scene is terrifying.
It's like
Eyes Wide Shut. Remember that movie?
Oh, with, absolutely.
Nobody's naked, though.
God, the orgy scene?
No. Well, this is like a religious orgy. This is all really white people. I think I saw one black guy. But
what?
They're all standing. Nobody's sitting. They're all standing. And they've all got their hands up in the air.
God, yes.
And they're all witnessing in their own little world while he's running up and down the stage yelling. You can hear the crowd is all going, yes, Jesus, love Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Love you. Nobody's listening to him.
Right. I mean, and why should they? All he's doing is,
and repeating in threes.
Yes. Cannot we look at this and say, these fuckers are mentally fucking ill, all of them?
That's where that drop is from that we have.
I didn't know that.
It's from this Kenneth Copeland.
Did you know that?
I did not.
That's him. What's he saying? What does that mean? Someone translate that. That has to fucking mean something.
Bandesh Delaka. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ebola is a name. Ebola is a name. And it must bow its knee to the name of Jesus.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
Ebola's bowing its knee? That doesn't make any sense, Kenneth. But then again, why should it? Why would it?
Virus doesn't have a knee.
It makes more sense than, oh, boogie boogie ba, niggie boogie 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 ba, ba, ba.
Okay, that was fun.
That's who one of our presidential candidates is meeting with.
This is yesterday.
Like blowing wind on the water. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord.
Yes.
No man can be successful.
Now that is Kenneth Copeland.
God.
That is Suga Muga Bani May, La Kuga Booga Luga Fuga.
Yeah, but he's not.
That's him praying over Trump.
Yeah, he's not laying it out like so thick, right? He's
no. No, he doesn't speak in tongues.
Why?
He waits for the rabbi to start speaking.
No, he does it for his least common denominator, his idiots.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's not doing the tongues for this.
So, you know, I know it happens, and I know Jesus is the name, and I know he's here tonight. And if we'll worship the healer,
yes.
The healer, the only healer, Jesus Christ, that I believe everyone will walk out of here tonight with their miracle.
Everyone's going to walk out with a miracle. This is a, she's guest starring at some other preacher's healing fest.
She's Looney Tunes.
Jan Crouch.
She's Looney Tunes McGee. She's crazy. She's fucked up. That's a fucked up person.
Somewhere right now in Darfur, there's a 14-pound 8-year-old starving to death.
Oh, my God.
With worms crawling in his ears.
Booga baga baby!
He's about to roll over and die. And the Lord answers Jan Crouch's Bring My Chicken Back from the Dead prayer.
Yeah, why? Who gives a fuck about this chicken?
Right? That's the Lord's priorities.
That asshole, she probably goes to Kentucky Fried Chicken anyway. Why are you concerned about that fucking chicken? Why not all the other chickens? Let me ask you something. Is there a hierarchy to where how God hears people's fucking prayers? Like, where does the line start? Everyone's praying to God, right? They got cancer, this, is that. They want their team to win.
Right.
How does God organize, sort those fucking prayers? Spreadsheet? How does he prioritize them?
He's got Microsoft Works.
He's got the shitty one?
Windows 98 version.
Oh, God, yeah. That's the worst.
That's why it takes a while.
God is giving all the convergence of all the events that could possibly come together. This month of September is truly a month of September that you will remember.
That's right. And it's the year of convergence and it's the month of convergence.
By the way, that was Jim Baker.
Oh, I thought so. It sounds like him.
Hawking some food.
Oh, yes.
But he had on that guy who was that author who wrote about that Shemitah.
Shemitah.
Which was supposed to happen.
But it didn't.
No.
So is he discredited?
Of course
not. Fuck no, man. Hey, God works in mysterious ways.
They prayed really hard, yeah. And the Lord decided to spare everybody, Ryan. That's the story.
What if these Christians in mass decided that, just for once, they aren't taking that excuse anymore? We're not taking the God works in mysterious ways excuse. We're not accepting that.
Who's going to say that?
I don't know. I don't know, man. But I'm appealing to these people. I'm appealing to your sense of logic and reason.
Then they have to take responsibility for something.
Oh, God.
It's
okay.
Easy to give it over to this higher power and say, it's God's will. I'm just gonna, wasn't there an idiot who crashed her car because she was started hydroplaning or something, or it was ice. And we did the story on previous crab diving. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you go to Stitcher or iTunes, leave us a really nice review.
4 stars or five, whatever it is. The maximum amount, please, of stars.
But she was driving, and she started to hydroplane a little bit or slide on the ice, and she literally said, "I'm giving the wheel to the Lord," and threw her hands up in the air and said, "I will allow the Lord to drive."
That makes me never want to fly in an airplane again.
Obviously, he doesn't like her because he wrapped her around a tree, right? Or something like that.
Yeah. Do the airlines, do they hire any pilots that are not atheist?
Oh, I would,
then they should switch them all to atheists.
They're probably all believers, right?
Would you rather have a doctor that's an atheist or somebody into Jesus big time?
Atheist.
Absolutely. Nothing's intervening except your scalpel and your drugs. And the only person that can save a fucked up plane is that pilot. Please. Like, this lady's hydroplaning and she just lets go of the steering wheel and she's like, "Oh, Jesus will fucking what? Turn the wheel properly into the skid for
right.
me."
The Lord was going to save her.
The Lord doesn't give a shit about you it doesn't. But if it did, whatever. Your white Jesus born in North Africa doesn't give two fucks about you.
Right.
You're way down on the list, dickhead.
There's a story about a priest who took more than $250,000 from elderly grandmas.
But he didn't rape anybody, right?
To buy a car and a big screen TV.
Well, that's not horrible. Wait. How much money?
$250,000.
A car and a TV?
Oh.
Must have been nice. Nice car and amazing television.
Authorities also, Ryan, are investigating a suspicious fire at a Planned Parenthood in suburban Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Last night, Thousand Oaks.
Oh, my God.
They responded to a fire at the reproductive health clinic in Thousand Oaks. They quickly extinguished it, but the building's sprinkler system caused extensive water damage.
Hmm.
The clinic was empty at the time. They say the fire appears to be suspicious.
Oh, yeah, you don't say. What are these religious fundamentalist nutballs, mentally ill as fuck?
Right, and they're investigating another one from not that long ago. Where it is, they know it's arson.
I'm going to set this baby chop shop on fire.
How do they?
Fucking simpletons.
Man, these people are terrifying.
Oh, yes.
And they're different from ISIS.
Boo.
Killing in the name of their God.
Hoogie boogie be
burning shit down in the name of their Lord. Theirs isn't the rat Lord.
God.
It's okay if you burn it down in the name of the real Lord. It's okay if you shoot people in the name of the real Jesus and the real God.
Somebody tweeted in and said God runs Windows 98. That's why he's behind in answering prayers.
Right.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
So
God's OS is for shit.
Oh God, this guy says gun nuts have started fundraising before the bodies are even cold. Fuck these people.
Absolutely. Fuck them.
This is, oh my God, they are. They've something about our Republican Senate majority will be the last line of defense for our gun rights.
What?
Some Republican email burst went out, apparently. And it says, "Friend, have you heard about this? Speaking at a private fundraiser, so you know she was actually being truthful, Hillary bashed the Second Amendment."
Oh, no.
At the exclusive fundraiser, Hillary said that she wants to, you know, it's not Secretary Clinton, not
Hillary.
It's just Hillary.
Well, they just call her Killary. Oh, don't they do that?
That's what we get all the time.
My God, she was Secretary of fucking State.
Hillary said that she wants to ban assault weapons, but she didn't stop there. She continued her point and used extremist rhetoric. Quote, "And here again, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment." Isn't this the same? These are probably the same people who we'll be having another conversation screaming about how evil the Supreme Court is because they allow gay marriage.
Unelected lawyers. Isn't that what they call them?
Republicans can't let Hillary win the election. If she somehow wins the White House, then our Republican Senate majority will be the last line of defense for our gun rights.
Oh, fuck you.
Help stop Hillary and the Democrats today with your donation of $20.16.
Oh. Or any amount you can give.
Why 2016?
2016.
Oh, okay.
We're counting on hardworking Americans like you to keep Hillary accountable to the Constitution.
Fuck you.
So they're raising money for generic GOP causes and NRA causes.
Yeah. Just generic gun fear, gun mongering. She's coming for your fucking guns.
Right. It's the National Republican Senatorial Committee is the one that sent out this.
Suck my dick.
This email burst. And they say that the left is going to politicize.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, the left. Here's what the left's going to do. They're going to say, oh, my God, we really need gun control. We need reasonable gun control in this country. We need a ban on assault weapons, extended magazines.
Right.
They'll say that. Biden will say that. He'll give a great speech. And then nothing will happen because you fucking conservative assholes don't give a shit. You don't give a shit about the well-being of the people. You just like this NRA. It's just sucking your dick so hard. You like it. You're like, can't get enough of that NRA suckage.
At Accept Jesus Now tweeted out, Obama never let a crisis go to waste. Didn't take him long, hashtag UCC shooting,
now fuck
to
off.
Want gun control. If this guy didn't have guns, he'd use a bomb. Meaning the shooter.
God, but dude, a gun is specifically made to shoot and kill people.
This guy says Obama thinks guns can't keep people safe because the shooter was taken down with pixie dust, apparently. But there wouldn't be someone to take down if
right.
it... Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I just wanted to see what Twitter was saying about Obama and guns, because you know they're going crazy. Going crazy. We spend trillions on terrorist attacks, and Congress blocks even simple collecting of data on guns.
Yeah.
That's a quote from the president, which is true. They don't even want data collection on it.
I mean, don't we have a right? I mean, God, everybody knows if you register your car... You know, there's an address on that. The government knows where you live.
Right? Fishing.
They can come and get your car.
You can't go fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Without a fishing license.
But, you know, fuck it, man. I want to buy this gun.
Your dog.
Your dog license. But why not your pea shooter?
Oh, First Amendment.
Second Amendment.
How dare you? Second Amendment.
2A. Our forefathers that we love so much that owned slaves took out a quill from a pen, dumped it in some ink, and scribbled out a thing. Oh, wait, we can't change that.
They're pissed because
that.
They really seem to be jumping on the fact that President Obama said guns here kill more Americans than terrorism.
Ah! Oh, my God. That guy we elected president is up there reading off some facts. It's fucking me up.
Gun violence deaths in the United States 2015 to date. And again, this is fuzzy. This
yes.
is underreported. Imagine this is probably underreported. But gun violence deaths, because they don't count suicides as gun violence deaths.
Seems pretty fucking violent to me.
Yeah.
Blow your brains out.
8,512 this year already.
Holy shit.
Terrorism deaths in the United States since 1970.
Okay.
3,500.
Whoa.
Terrorism deaths in 2014, 18. Attributed to the United States. So almost three times as many gun violence deaths so far this year to date. Than terrorist deaths, including 9/11, from 1970 till 2014.
I mean, it's fucking... I'm trying to look up how many gun deaths were in Japan last year.
This guy says, Obama, you POS, ban your 7th century savage cult, not my guns. So Ron, Arizona Ron, on the Twitter, thinks that Obama is not only a Muslim...
Right.
He wants him to ban his 7th century cult, but he also thinks he's coming for his guns.
Right. I'm reading this, whatever this article is, almost zero. That's the number of gun homicides per year in Japan. Zero.
Right.
Compared to this, to the U.S., I think this is 2012. compared to the U.S., 11,078 gun homicides.
Fuck you!
That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, break out the Kevlar.
Right, we'll be back tomorrow. Let's hope no bodies drop between now and then.
Don't get shot to death, Pat.
We'll be back 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific to wrap up the week. Faithless Friday. Don't forget.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, you can also download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher.
Fuck
if you're going to buy shit, go to Crab Diving's portal to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little tickle, get our beaks wet. Don't forget, if you want to, don't feel like reading some fucking books, listen to them. Go to crabdiving.com/audible. Download 2 free books.
Yes.
And you don't even have to keep them.
Maybe if you go to the Braille Institute, you know.
That's right. Go feel a couple of books.
Tired of feeling your
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, when. Follow his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.